KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We're getting closer to that every single day. Today, Emily Sinkhorn and I are talking with Ingrid Kosick from the Friends of the Annie and Mary Rail Trail. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Sorry about all the noise. Whenever I'm not talking, I will turn my mic all the way down so it doesn't sound like there's like a hurricane going in the background as we have this big drilling operation going outside the KHUM window to the world. So I guess we should probably talk about this this big benefit that's going to be coming up this weekend, the Mad Scramble at Mad River Brewing Company.
It's not actually at Mad River Brewing Company.
Oh, where is it?
It's in the Powers Creek District there in Blue Lake.
Oh, okay.
It's at registration
is at Mad River.
Pardon me?
Registration's at Mad River, right?
Oh, pre-registration Friday night after 4 o'clock.
Got
at Mad River Brewing Company. But we'll be registering people at the event right there by Jewel Distillery on Mondo Way.
Okay.
Wait, and Ingrid, I was just thinking here listening, it was pretty hard to hear you start talking about the cyclocross event. So could you just start again about what who the benefit is for and what is going on?
Okay, this is a benefit for the Friends of the Annie Mary Rail Trail. And it's going to be Saturday at 11 a.m., the first race. So it's a cyclocross race, and we've created a mini course. The cyclocross course is pretty mini. It's less than a mile. And we've created it right there in the Powers Creek District at the end of Mondo Way between Taylor Way and Powers Creek.
Cool. So, I mean, I'm familiar with lots of cycling, but I don't know if we've really ever talked about cyclocross on Happy Trails. So how did you kind of come up with this as a fundraiser, and what is cyclocross?
Okay. Tim Daniels, he lives out here in Blue Lake, and he's also a member of Redwood Coast Mountain Bike Association, and he wanted to help the Friends of the Annie Mary do a fundraiser. And so this is actually Tim's baby. This is his idea. So a cyclocross race, or cyclocross, started in the early 1900s as a way for road riders to stay in shape during the winter months. So it's traditionally a winter sport, full of mud and ice and snow. So it's perfect conditions for Saturday. And, road riders started racing cyclocross, and some of them just left it for, left road riding for cyclocross. And it has obstacles and little ups and downs, and a lot of times the riders actually have to carry their bikes. So that's what we're creating for Saturday on our little course. Oh, and we have a spiral, too.
Cool. So I'm excited. I'm going to participate. This will be my first, like, quote-unquote race ever. I've never done cyclocross, so I'm excited to participate. But what's cool is you have a lot of different categories, and there's kids races.
Yes.
So can you talk about how kids and families can be involved, too?
Yes. So there are two timed races. There's a 30-minute race, and there's a 60-minute race. And those you must register for, and there's an entry fee of $30. Between the two races, there will be two kids' races. And there's the kids' races are free. And actually, for the little kids, or even, you know, there's kids 7 and under, and kids 12 and under. And those races are free, and they're not a full race. Like, they're not a timed half hour. They're just like a lap or partial lap, depending, you know, on how far it is. And the parents can definitely run behind the kids and help them. And we even are hoping that we'll have a few Striders out there, little kids on the course. That'll be really fun.
Cool, fun. So it's probably not even worth saying that this is a rain or shine event because you're probably hoping for exciting winter weather for a cyclocross race.
It is rain or shine event, yes. We're trying to gather as many pop-ups as we can for spectators to stand under at critical points. But actually, I don't think it's going to be raining that hard on Saturday. I think there are showers predicted, but not very much rain. So I think most people out here can handle a little bit of rain. And we'll just have pop-ups anyway around the course so people could be spectators. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll have the mud, but probably not the ice and snow.
No, darn it.
So Blue Lake has really become a destination for bicycling in Humboldt County, and is growing in people knowing about the new trail system that Redwood Coast Mountain Bike Association has been building with Green Diamond. And then the Annie and Mary Trail will have its first completed segment through the city of Blue Lake coming up here soon. So all of this seems like a lot of great things are coming together for Blue Lake and Friends of the Annie and Mary for bicycling.
The city wants to be a recreation destination, Blue Lake. I think that RCMBA, the Redwood Coast Mountain Bike Association, they've really changed that here. They start and finish a lot of their races right there at Mad River Brewing Company. So it's just created this thing there where there's always bicycles parked there and people ride. It's a destination to come out to the brewery and visit. And the weather's better out here, too, usually on the coast.
We should also mention that not only is this going to be a great thing for participants, but this will be a really wonderful spectator event as well.
I think so. I think it's going to be a really fun spectator sport. I mean, just watching. We're going to have Los Giles. We're going to have a taco truck out there so people can hang out and stay warm and eat some lunch and watch the race. It'll be fun. And then, of course, the distillery's right there. Jewel Distillery will be open for people over 21 to get their cocktails. And or you go down to Mad River Brewery and finish your day over there.
That is fantastic. Now, this is, of course, all a benefit for the Annie and Mary Rail Trail. And
for the Friends, yeah.
For the Foundation, that is correct. Let's hear a little bit about the Annie and Mary Rail Trail. This has been a concept for like the past 20 years or so. And we are finally starting to move on this, right?
Yeah, it's been over 20 years. 1997 is when they took the tracks out.
Yeah.
And at that time, when we were starting to meet about making the trail, the county was adamant about no more trails, the Hammond Trail, period. That was it. And it took 20 years to change that concept. Because look at the Bay Trail now is a big part of the county's project. So over those 20 years, our trail was only a conceptual trail. We never really had anyone taking ownership of it. And now Blue Lake is working on their part through town. They actually got the funding, so we're going to see that. And Arcata right now, too, is preparing for their part from the skateboard park to Giuntoli. Unfortunately, we phase two from Blue Lake to Glendale was not recommended for funding this cycle, so we're hoping somehow to find funding for that, because that would be so cool to be able to ride from Blue Lake over to Glendale to the grocery store, and for the kids in Glendale to ride over to Blue Lake to go to school. I mean, it seemed like a no-brainer, but that was a blow, but we'll get it. We'll get her done.
Yeah, and I think, trail success helps build more trail success. That seems to be the case. And while we are talking about that, Emily, if you could, since we kind of teed up a few happy trails ago about the fact that that the Bay Trail, the Final Four, the funding for the Final Four of the Bay Trail was recommended, but we didn't hear how the actual final vote went.
Yeah, so in early January, we had a Happy Trails focused on the Humboldt Bay Trail South project, the county's project to complete the final four-mile gap between Arcata's trail project along the bay and the Eureka Waterfront Trail, that segment was recommended for funding. And that was really big news. Also that the application scored amongst some of the highest applications in the state. And but we didn't really announce on Happy Trails that at the end of January at the California Transportation Commission, the commission approved the adapted staff recommendations. And so the trail is officially funded for construction.
Good. That is so good. That is so fantastic. And so with that said, when can we expect to see work being done?
Yeah, I believe that the county is aiming for 2021 to be starting the construction of the Bay Trail South. So that's only in 2 years. And in these next 2 years, the county will be refining the design and working on getting all of the right-of-way and agreements in place for completing the trail, and all of that is going smoothly so far. So hoping staying on track for starting the trail construction in 2 years. There will be a lot going on in the Andy and Mary Trail happening in Blue Lake with the Manila Trail in Manila, hoping to go to construction in 2020. There's going to be a lot happening around Humboldt County for trails.
Absolutely. And as I said, with the with the Bay Trail becoming a contiguous trail between Eureka and Arcata, there is more impetus to get the Annie and Mary Rail Trail completed between Arcata and Blue Lake. It would really add to that whole trail system and probably make it more likely for funding for that in the future.
Certainly, and it's great that there's already projects in the planning phase. As Ingrid was saying, the city of Arcata is working on a project that we spoke about on Happy Trails last week, and or 2 weeks ago, can't remember now, 2 weeks ago. But the city of Arcata had a successful community workshop last week about that project that would go from the skate park and where the kind of city trail ends at Foster Avenue and Sunset from there north to Valley West, and really connecting the northern part of Arcata and connecting Valley West to downtown. And so that is in the planning stages, and that will really then help the city compete for funding for implementing that section of the Annie and Mary.
Now that's all really, really good, and as we said, we are getting closer to that dream of a whole regional trail system. We have come a long way since we just had the Hammond Trail. I mean, that was a long time in coming as well, and it was really exciting when that finally went in. But boy, things are really moving now.
Yes. Certainly moving, and it really wouldn't be moving if it weren't for the long-term dedication of many community groups and staff at local jurisdictions. And as far as longevity of community groups, the Friends of the Annie and Mary Rail Trail has been around for over two decades and has really been persistent, and that has paid off over time. And so Ingrid and Friends of the Annie and Mary Rail Trail have really kept the Blue Lake to Arcata Annie and Mary Trail in the forefront of conversation, and there's a lot more to go, but there's a lot of great momentum, and I'm excited for the cyclocross fundraiser on Saturday.
Right on. I do want to say about the cyclocross race on Saturday, we will be at Jewel Distillery at 9 a.m. Registration opens if you don't make it out to Mad River Brewery on Friday night.
Okay, very cool. Good.
The race is at 11. Happening.
The race is at first race is at 11, what you were saying there.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm hoping that this becomes such a huge deal that this becomes like an annual event, because it really could be a lot of fun.
I think so. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Oh, and we have these beautiful T-shirts too.
Really?
Scramble. Yeah, the artwork was done by this man named Brian Buswell. He used to live here. Now he lives in Chico, and we'll have those for sale at the event too. And we will have Arcata surveys there at our table, too, for the Annie Mary in Arcata. If you haven't filled one out yet, you could get one there, too.
Great.
So I assume you need, like, a mountain bike for this, right?
You can have any kind of bicycle.
Really?
Oh, yeah, what I think people should do, if they're interested or want to know more about cyclocross, YouTube it and see what it's all about.
Mm.
YouTube cyclocross racing. And you will see the spectacle of it and the kinds of bikes people use. It'll be fun. Just check it out.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Ingrid, thank you so much for turning us on to this, and best of luck with the event. And we'll keep our fingers crossed in the next round of funding that Annie and Mary Rail Trail gets a nice chunk of change to get that going as well.
Okay, Cliff, thank you. Thanks for your show. Keeping the vision alive.
Thank you so much. Things have calmed down a little bit outside our window to the world. We just have the backhoe going right now. It's a lot quieter than it was a little bit earlier, so we'll take that. Thank you. Emily, thank you also for pulling all this together and filling us in on the great news about the funding for the Bay Trail. That is great.
Oh, yes. I think we'll be having a lot of more great news and momentum over the next few years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As we keep this vision alive with a little weekly push called Happy Trails. So this interview you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to